I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Over a dozen people have died so far in the latest pickup of cross-border shelling between Israel and Hezbollah forces in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has been launching rockets toward Israel since October 8th. Israel's tit-for-tat response in the months following has displaced over 120,000 people. Co-founder Camille Melki says Heart for Lebanon continues its outreach to thousands of displaced families.
The basic food package we distribute every month is the centerpiece of our work, but we have also provided significant help with winterization and now are looking at every opportunity to provide educational support.
Please pray for open and receptive hearts. Every distribution is a gospel opportunity.
People wonder, where is God in all this mess? And are asking questions and gives us the opportunity to show them the love of Jesus Christ.
The president of Algeria announced on March 21 that the nation's next presidential election will be held September 7. Since 2017, Algeria's government has shut down more than 40 churches. Yernathan is with A3.
There is nobody that can close the church, but they may close the buildings because they have doors. God's churches are human beings, and they cannot be shut down.
And for many, there's a plan B in which Yernathan says,
just like the Acts of the Apostles, they have to meet wherever they find peace.
Sometimes that means private homes, and sometimes out in forests where there's greater freedom. Please pray for Algeria's church leaders who face immense pressure from the government and from culture. Learn more about how you can partner with A3's leadership development work in the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a free book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.